And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2013. It's the birthday of Roy Orbison, 1936, born Vernon, Texas. Went to college, studied geology, but when his classmate Pat Boone signed a record deal, Roy Orbison decided to try that too. Moved to Memphis, formed a band, the Teen Kings, and his career took off in 1960 when he wrote and recorded the song Only the Lonely. One day, Roy Orbison asked his wife, Claudette, if she needed any money for her trip to Nashville, and Orbison's partner, Bill Deese, said, "Pretty woman never needs any money." And 40 minutes later, Roy Orbison had written, "Oh, Pretty Woman." It's the birthday of Vladimir Nabokov, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1899, to a well-to-do family. Novelist, author of Lolita, wrote his first 9 novels in Russian, then began writing in English, though he mourned the loss of his native tongue. A collector of butterflies who believed that had it not been for the Bolshevik Revolution, which kicked him out of Russia, he would have become not a writer, but a lepidopterist. And today is the day traditionally held to be the birthday of William Shakespeare in Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire, England. His father, John, was a glove maker and an alderman. His mother, Mary Arden, was a landed heiress. Young William went to the local grammar school, learned Latin and Greek there, but grammar school was the extent of his formal education, which led to people assuming that he never could have written the plays. He never could have written so knowledgeably about history and politics and foreign countries on just a grammar school education. It is known that when he was 18, he married Anne Hathaway, who was older and who was pregnant. She was 26. She gave birth to a daughter, Judith, 6 months later. Shakespeare moved to London around 1588. It's thought he may have been on the run from deer poaching charges in Stratford. And he began his career as an actor and a playwright. By 1594, he was also a managing partner of the Lord Chamberlain's Men, a very popular theatrical troupe in London. In 1611, he retired to Stratford, made out his will, and died on or around his birthday in 1616, his body buried in the Church of the Holy Trinity in Stratford, under the epitaph, "Good friend, for Jesus' sake forbear to dig the dust, enclose it here. Blessed be the man who spares these stones, and cursed be he who moves my bones." Shakespeare, who wrote 38 plays, 154 sonnets, a couple of long narrative poems, created unforgettable characters, and, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, coined 3,000 new words and contributed many phrases to the English language. It was Shakespeare who gave us a fool's paradise, a sorry sight, dead as a doornail, Greek to me, come what may, eaten out of house and home, forever and a day, heart's content, slept a wink, love is blind, night owl, wild goose chase, and into thin air. Here's a poem for today by Grace Paley, entitled Certain Days. On certain days I am not in love, and my heart turns over, crowding the lungs for air, driving blood in and out of the skull, improving my mind, working muscles to the bone, dashing resonance out of a roaring sea at my nerve endings. Not much is needed, air, good sense, power, a noisy taking in and a loud giving back. Then my heart, like any properly turned motor, takes off in sparks, dragging all that machinery through the blazing day like grass, which our Lord knows I am. Certain Days, a poem by Grace Paley, from Begin Again, Collected Poems, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.